Comedy, mushroom, coal, podcast, holy cannoli. Thought I was going to swear right off the rip. You thought, geez, you think I'm that dumb that I would swear right off the bat on my own podcast that I forgot to set the gosh darn timer for? Holy moly. What's going on, everybody? 2 weeks in a row, kind of. I think maybe last week we didn't have one. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Now I have a day free where I can do it. Do I have other days free that I could do it? Sure. But you know, sometimes a bitch needs to be sad, alright? And I don't think you get in trouble for saying bitch in the first 5 minutes. I think it's the other ones that you can't say. And at this point, I'm the bitch. So I think I'm allowed to call myself a bitch. I think that's what we're allowed to do here. Let's turn this up a tad bit. No, I'm excited to be here. How we feeling? How we doing? Happy Monday, August 4th. Goodness gracious, it's August already. Football's gonna start soon. God, we need football more than anything. That's the worst part about, like, democracy falling apart, life being difficult. Like, summer rules. We can all agree that summertime, especially in Chicago, in the Midwest, I mean, if you're in, like, Arizona or like LA or I don't know, somewhere like in the dirty South, where like the humidity just like makes your entire skin fall off. I mean, it happens here too. Chicago was built on a swamp. Like every city that I've grown up in or like lived in has been like had something to do with some swamp. Like Perrysburg was set up on the Great Swamp or whatever the fuck. It's before 5 minutes, but who cares? I've heard like within the first minute, so we're past that. But no, I'm excited. Yo, I don't know if I talked about this on the last one, but I was in line the grocery store that we have right over here. I don't even know if it counts as a convenience mart, but it's not like price like. So basically, it's like it's a Big Lots or like Save a Lot. For the Northeast Ohio members of the podcast, but not like a full grocery store. Like it's like a small condensed, like we have a grocery to go or whatever the fuck at the end of the block over here. But there's like a good old fashioned convenience store. But like it's not upcharged like you would at like a 7-Eleven. It's like a 7-Eleven, but like not upcharged, because I think everything like they have like a connect for like the discounted, like, expired shit, because, like, every pop that you get from there is flat, except for if you buy the cans are okay, but, like, the bottles are always flat, like, the snacks are always just, like, I don't know, like, the last cycle of what, like, they're supposed to be, like, there's, like, Angel Reese's Puffs in there still, and I know it's Chicago, but, like, nobody's eating those. Nobody bought those when they were new. Hopefully those sales rebound. There you go. There's a WNBA joke for you right off the rip. Let's do some shows. It's August already. Jesus Christ. August 8th, maybe. That's this Friday. That's the Comedy Cabin, in beautiful Janesville, Wisconsin. Ticket sales need to go up for that. Otherwise it'll probably be canceled. August 15th, Perrysburg, Ohio, your boy's hometown. If you're in and or around there, get tickets. There are tickets sold, but not enough to pay for the venue, and I'm not losing money in Perrysburg, Ohio. They already took 18 years of my life. And, like, you never really shake it, you know? Like, I'm already gonna have to go back to my sister's weird MAGA wedding, and behave myself. Like, she said that she's sitting me with, like, her fiancé's liberal cousins, which is always a great start, that, like, you have a group of liberal cousins. So, like, that's a family worth getting into. I just think he might be, like, a big dipshit. He seems like a nice guy. I don't mean it disparagingly. I've never said a single word to him. He seems to treat my sister nice and my nephew. He's also an engineer, so I don't know. If he likes Trump, he can go fuck himself, though. 8:19. But buy tickets to that show. 8:15. That's next, not this upcoming Friday, which would be the 8th. Next Friday, which is the 15th. Right smack dab in the middle of the month. Probably a payday. Buy tickets beforehand, because I would like to know that I can do that and, like, have money. 819, Zany's Rosemont. I thought it was Old Town, but it's Zany's Rosemont. Because, of course, why would they do, like, a contest at regular Zany's? But no, it's Fight for the Funnies. It's like Madison's Best, but for, like, Chicago, basically. So even being included in it is kind of a big deal. So suck it, first of all. Second of all, come to it. If you want to come to that show, hit me up. I've got comp tickets. I think I have up to 8 comp tickets. So, hit me up. We'll get you in there for frizzy. You'll still have to buy drinks and stuff, but like nothing in this world's free. Do something fun. 824 O'Callahan's. It's a bar show, with my buddy Milo Mack. Shout out Milo. He booked way too many people for this show and whatever. We'll leave the other half of that statement unsaid. And then 8:30, the end of the month, the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. Hey, do we have a calendar? Maybe. Did we look at it? Sure. Did we put two and two together that it's Labor Day weekend? No. But like we're trying to sell 30 tickets in Andersonville. I think there's enough people, so come out to that. If you're in the greater Andersonville metropolis location, if you fancy yourself Swedish and you want to go to the Swedish History Museum during the day, then go shop for some t-shirts at Ray Gun Shirts. They close at like 7 and then the show starts at 8 or whatever the fuck. Come to that. Get tickets. It's like a reasonably priced show. I think it's $20 all in. That's including fees. All right. I'm not trying to get rich here. We're just trying to survive. I mean, geez. All right. Thank you, BMO Harris, for telling me that the money I sent went through. Oh, fuck. Rent was due again already. It's crazy how that happens. All right. Let's do like a quick recap before we get going through here. Since I talked to you last, I had some fun shows. Let me pull up the calendar so I can talk about my favorites. I had like a real good bomb fest for a while. Your boy's been going through it in the life department. We're gonna save you the bitching and moaning, but it'd be nice if we caught a little bit of a break. Just working my dick off at Soldier Field, that's for sure. Gonna be slamming hours this week. We gotta pay next month's rent, you know. We'll have that by the end of this week for sure. Oh yeah, we took the cat, got his teeth done. That's good. We did. Let's go back. Back. All right, here we go. All right, boom. Since we spoke last, did those shows at the Comedy Plex. I think I talked about that. That fucking ripped. Then it was just a bunch of mics. Tons of mics. That's all it was. We've been micing. We've been doing it. Oh, saw Silver Sun pickups. I think I talked about that. We did talk about that. That's good. So since then, did Emerald City, did Shakers. That's the huge. Did Harrigan's that next Tuesday. Also bombed at like a pizza place. It was a 6:30 in the afternoon show or 6 o'clock. And not even anywhere in my mind did I think that children will be present in a pizza place at 6:30 in the afternoon. Shame on me, first of all. Shame on that lady who, like, brought her kids and, like, was letting them swear a lot. Like, way to be the cool mom, but, like, also, like, you're the cool mom for a reason. You're also... I would not want to pass judgment on a woman who's single mothering, because that's what she was. I asked her about it. I don't know, she kind of had dirtbag kids, and she, after talking to her for 5 seconds, I was like, oh, you're kind of a dirtbag too, which is good, we need more dirtbags. She seemed nice, she's like a nice dirtbag, but whatever, but I bombed, like, real hard, and then, like, bombed real hard at Shakers, bombed real hard at Harrigan's, then Thursday, did a show. It was fine, it was a fine show. Shout out to the people from work. I mean, star of the podcast at this point, the fucking Donnie Bridges, who got me my own personalized Funko Pop. That's cool. So suck it if you don't like me. Somebody likes me enough to get me a special Funko Pop. That's what we need. More people sending me gifts. Now, I know some of you, like, were part of the Patreon, and some of you are still part of the Patreon. Shout out Marie and Harrison. But I don't know. Join it. It's like $3. Do you get anything from it? No. You get peace of mind. I get like a couple of bucks. That's like a gallon of gas. Not even right now, especially in the city. But like if 100 of you joined it, that'd be like an extra $200 that I get a month. Now, does that sound like a lot of money? No, but like $200, that adds up. I'm not looking to get rich. I'm just looking to survive, guys. So join the Patreon. just send me money on Venmo at Ray Roberts Comedy, especially if I did a show for you and you haven't paid me yet. that's only to one specific show that I might have just talked about. Then I did the store on Saturday. Fun little afternoon open mic. I was going to skip comedy all weekend. I just needed a break. I needed to clear my head. I knew I had to do this today. But you know what? Sometimes it's the difference between doing stand-up and doing more DoorDash. And you're like, do you know what? I'd much rather do stand-up than DoorDash. And this gives me a good reason not to be DoorDashing, because it's the thing that I'm DoorDashing to keep doing. So, like, I don't know. We want to keep doing that. Here, what's up next? What's up, Doc? Oh, I think we're past the recap. I don't know, life's been weird, okay? Like, it's the summertime, summertime sadness. Summertime, summertime sadness. Got that summertime, summertime sadness. I think she says it three times. I've only ever seen it in the Great Gatsby movie. Great movie, underrated movie. Tobey Maguire, good actor when he's not being Spider-Man. Great actor when he is being Spider-Man, kind of. He did a very good job of, like, keeping it, like, cartoony enough. And then DiCaprio rips it as Gatsby. He's a perfect Gatsby. He's got, like, and especially in that one, where he's, like, mysterious but, like, holding stuff back. And he's, like, acting but not really acting. Like, I always get that and Shutter Island mixed up, kind of, because I think it was in the same time frame. What year did Shutter Island come out? Because I also get, that's 2010, Great Gatsby, that was 13, what am I getting it mixed up with? Inception was 2010, okay, that's what it is. It's Inception, where I, like, mix up, like, him killing his kids, or whatever he did in Shutter Island, or his wife killing his kids in Shutter Island, and it made him go crazy. Or, like, his wife killing herself in Inception. I always get those two mixed up. So it makes watching those movies very fun to rewatch, because I don't really know what the ending's going to be. Even though Inception doesn't make sense. And Inception was, like, my... it's always, like, it's like a dumb guy movie, where, like, you think that it's smart, but it's not really. I mean, it's smart enough. It's a very fun thing. But it's, like, one of... It's, like, people who watch fucking Fight Club and are like, this is life-changing. All right. Let's get into the news for the day. First, I just need to start off real quick. I did this in writing the other day, but it just didn't have the same je ne sais quoi. It didn't have the same sort of, like, I need you to understand that I feel this, and I need you, I'm staring right down the barrel. If you don't like me, go fuck yourself. Nobody's making you, like, do anything in accordance with me. There's been, like, a lot of people, like, a good handful, not a lot. A lot to me is, like, five plus. I would say 2 to 3 to 4 people who, like, have thought that they can fucking talk to me a certain way recently, and I need you to understand. I'm only this chill because I've done a lot of mushrooms and a lot of meditating and a ton of yoga and a bunch of reading, and, like, I work on it daily, not to be just an absolute cunt to everybody around me. Now, should somebody have to work that hard to not be a cunt? Probably not, but, like, you also don't understand how annoying you are to the rest of the world. Let's say you're, like, a 5'4". Fat, bald, failed comedian who, like, to be a failed comedian in northern Wisconsin is just basically, like, there's so many people who, like, can't do comedy in northern Wisconsin. I'll name, like, the three people, like, Mike Merrifield, Hayden Fredrickson, Rob Brackenridge, and then, depending on what day it is, there might be another couple that float in and out. Ivy Everhard, if they're doing comedy, right? And sorry, I don't know if I dead-named you or not, Ivy. I apologize. I know that they were going through some sort of transition of some, but whatever. It's meant as a compliment. I apologize if I used the wrong name for you. But, like, those are the three. Now, for you to, like, be in my fucking comment section and saying anything to me about it when, like, not only did you fail out of the suburbs of Nashville when somebody was basically paying for you to stay there, you also got, like, kicked out of a weekend because you couldn't even talk to people normally. And I think you were just, like, doing guest spots. So I need you to go fuck yourself, first and foremost. Second of all, maybe don't give people who are, like, doing venues that you're not even allowed into if you bought tickets. I'm not saying that you're banned there. It's just they would look at you and be like, do you know what? It's probably better if you're not here. And that's if you're willing to buy tickets. So, I mean, I understand that you might be in your feels about being such a big failure and me, like, actually doing some things in this stupid quote-unquote business. I understand it. I get jealous of people all the time. The difference is I use that to get better instead of just shitting on them. And then, especially when I block you, because I'm assuming that you're going to try to chase me down on YouTube as well, because that's the only thing you're not blocked on yet, because I'm not looking for you on there. If you see this, you can go fuck yourself, too. I'm not a pussy for blocking you. I just don't have time for no-name losers who have nothing to go with. And that's just a taste of what you could have... Like, your life is worthless and pointless. And the fact that you have time to know whether or not, like, a low-level comic has blocked you, I'm not worth even being in there. Like, imagine hating on somebody at my level of comedy, you know? Like, I'm way more successful than he'll ever be. I mean, because he never even touched this before he failed. But, like, and, like, this is honestly more time than he deserves. But he, like, went into my fucking Instagram after he found out I blocked him on Facebook. But I'm real quick on the block button, man. I don't have time for fucking losers. We don't need them. We don't need to see what they have to say. And if they've got time to, like, be disparaging against, like, I know that's a shitty comedy clip, you fucking retard, alright? And I hate using that word, but he deserves it. And I don't even hate using it. I don't want to be disingenuous when I'm tearing someone down. I like using it in situations like this when somebody's retarded, okay? It's just one that gets views because people like stupid pot jokes, okay? It's not even a joke that I tell. It just came up, and I sliced it. It was like the fourth or fifth joke from that set that I sliced up on it just to get views, all right? That's all it is. That's part of the stupid business. You wouldn't fucking know because you don't fucking matter, all right? Check. And anybody else who, like, I've helped write jokes and you want to get spicy with me, I've helped get more successful. Anybody that I've helped who, like, wants to talk to me in a certain way, because, like, you're used to me being nicer now and, like, not putting up as big of a fight and not fucking just, like, tearing you down and just being an absolute cunt to your face. You just need to know that it's there. All right? Just don't do it. It doesn't make sense. Why are you spending time being rude to somebody else? Fix your own fucking life. Like, sorry that you're bummed about whatever you're bummed about, but don't take it out on me. Like, I understand that I'm out here, and I make myself pretty visual, and I talk some shit, and, like, that might come back. And I'm not even saying that. Like, I talk shit against you, sure. You can come back. I mean, if you wear fingerless gloves and sell coke and people put you on their shows in Chicago purely because of that and your girlfriend, then feel free to comment, all right? I'll have nothing but time for you on that one. But don't come out of here. Tell them, I got people who buy me fucking Funko Pops, all right? People who have been in my life, like, for a fraction of as many people. I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. I like the people who like me, all right? I don't have energy for you. That's why I'm blocking you. Happy birthday to the 44th president of the United States of America. That's right, guys. It is Barack Hussein Obama's birthday. I'm glad that I checked the news before I got on here. Shout out Obama, by the way. I think he's 61. Let me look here. Barack. 44th U.S. president. I knew that off the top of my head. Shout out to the number 4. He is 64. Not he was born in 1961. Okay, that's on me. Which is very funny is not the word. All right, we don't want to use the word funny. The Jews are going through it again. We have like another Nazi regime. Israelis are kind of doing a great job of like remixing what the Nazis did. I don't like the Israelis are not all the Jewish people. But like it's kind of crazy. In 1944, August 4th, 1944 is also the day that Anne Frank was caught. So, I don't know. You tell me, guys, is there a conspiracy on whether Barack Obama had something to do with Anne Frank's capture 17 years before he was born? You tell me. You tell me. No, I'm just like a Fox News commentator. But no, I don't know. Shout out Obama. He's kind of doing his best to, like, help. He, like, did this cool thing, about how he talked about how, the Democrats demonizing boys and young men kind of led to where this is. And I loosely agree with that. I feel like demonize is kind of a strong term. I understand that he's kind of doing that to try to get some of the independence back. But he, like, he made a pretty pretty good point and a pretty interesting point about, like, you can't just demonize young men and then expect them not to find other young men and be like, well, these guys are at least being nice to me, so, like, we're going to vote for them. These guys think that everything's my fault. I'm not going to help them. And it's kind of something that I said on here, too. It's, like, the same thing where, like, the Hillary Clinton deplorable thing. You can't just, like, call half of the country deplorable. You can call Donald Trump deplorable. You can call his policies deplorable. But, like, you can't call everybody who voted for him deplorable. Because, like, if you look at it, and, like, it's why I think the Democratic Party, like, wanted this to happen. Not only did they, like, set Obama up for failure by, like, putting him in with the House and Senate and the presidency, and, like, then just give, like, the weakest Obamacare bill of all time. I mean, the only Obamacare bill. But, like, the Obama, like, they could have actually made a one-payer situation. Like, we're seeing all the things that you can do when you have the House and the Senate and the presidency. And, like, Obama could have done that. But, like, they used that power for, like, bailing the banks out and then just, like, barely helping health insurance. So, like, that sucks. But then, so then, like, that gave them, like, carte blanche to, like, get the Republicans in 2010. And then, like, the fucking presidential candidates that they ran were Barack Obama again against Mitt Romney, which, like, I think the Republicans knew that that wasn't going to go anywhere. A Mormon in 2014. And, I mean, Democrats said he was the fucking devil then, too. So, like, I mean, there's that. But then, Hillary in 2016, who, like, was coming off from being the Secretary of State for Obama, like, when he killed, like, the most people. So, like, there's that. Then she, like, had, like, all the weird, like trotting Bill Clinton out. And, like, the Epstein list thing that's going on with Trump right now, where, like, people who now don't care, or, like, now super care about the Epstein list, didn't give a fuck in 2016, when Bill Clinton was talked about on it, like, 1,000 times, and I think even Hillary came up on it, but it was mostly for Bill, and they said that it was, like, a conspiracy theory, but now that it's convenient, it's for them. And then, like, Kamala Harris was the next, I mean, Joe Biden, they brought him in just to win, so, like, I guess maybe, but, like, you also brought in, like, a corpse to win. But anyways, you can't just, like, demonize half of the country or half of the world. Like, you can't demonize an entire gender and then be like, all right, guys. And look, let your freak flag fly. I don't even want to say that being gay is a freaky thing. It's just a normal thing. Those are two separate things. Like, dress in a dog mask. I don't give a fuck if you're into pup play. Ride your bicycle naked at nighttime through the city. I don't care. Have your pride parade. I don't give a fuck. But, like, you also, it's the same reason why we didn't vote for a Mormon in 2014. Is you can't just, like, be like, hey, fuck men. But also, let's just, like, give all the power to, like, all of... And it's just... It's fine. And I'm, like, fine with it. I don't give a fuck. Like, take the power. I would much rather not be blamed for all of the terrible things in the world going on. This isn't by any means, like, we need the white men back in charge. Because, like, you can see what's going on with white men in charge. I'm not a fan at all. But you also can't be like, white men are the problem with everything, and just masculinity overall, especially when it's so easy for people to find, like, a masculine, quote-unquote, voice, or even, like I was saying before, people who are far too into Fight Club. Like, what's the last thing we need in our life as another woman? We're, like, a generation raised by women. Like, there's a lot of single mothers, and, like, people are looking for, like, a masculine role model, and they're gonna pick the fucking guy with gold shoes and, like, supermodel wives who are telling him that he's right, and, like, it's the women's fault that he's not fuckable. Not that he doesn't shower, not that he supports the grossest men in the world. It's women's fault. And it's, like, it's a pretty easy sell to make somebody, like, I just dress somebody down on camera. It's so much easier to just be like, hey, man, you're right. Everybody else is wrong. Vote for me. Than it is to be like, how about you look in a mirror? Like, all of the people that you, like, identify with, like your Joe Rogans, your Theo Vaughns, your fucking Andrew Schultz's, those guys all, like, work out and, like, take boxing classes and, like, run multi-million dollar businesses. And you, like, work at a gas station and, like, or, like, are in, like, the mail room at, like, you do Excel spreadsheets. Like, your job is pointless. You don't work out. You smell, all right? You watch the UFC just because those other guys watch the UFC. The most manly thing you do is, like, get in people's comments and, like, talk about how masculinity's dead. Like, that's the only masculine thing that you do. Maybe try doing some try doing some shit. And you'll be able to, like, fucking do something, you know? And then maybe you won't be so filled with hate. Like, the same people. Now, putting this on tape, I'm opening myself to be wrong at some point. I found out that she's a registered Republican, which, fine, you can be a Republican. That's not the same thing as being part of MAGA people. But, like, Sydney Sweeney, like, the fucking Democrat dorks are going after her saying that, like, she's a eugenicist because of the jean commercial saying that Sydney Sweeney has nice jeans. And, like, obviously they were doing, like, a pun thing. They were having a good laugh at it by saying, like, she's hotter than the sun, and she's in an all jean uniform for American Eagle, and she's arguably, like, the hottest woman in the world right now, arguably. I mean, especially to fucking dirtbag guys. She's selling, like, her bath water or some shit. Or, like, soap with her bath. I don't remember. All right, she's doing that. And they're making her, like, and they're saying that she has good genes. And, like, the commercial's, like, talking about, like, the definition of, like, genealogy and shit. And it's, like, that's just a fun ad. Like, okay? And you're just, like, thinking far too into it. Yes, she has blue eyes. Yes, she has blonde hair. Yes, she's talking about genes. But it's not like it's, like, a Planned Parenthood ad. When Planned Parenthood was started by a eugenicist, she's trying to sell genes. She's hot and selling genes. Like, you can't have it all, okay? It's still just a hot chick selling genes. It's not the early 2000s when she's fucking bulimic and on coke. She's probably on coke and probably might be bulimic, but she at least looks healthier. All right? She's selling clothes. Calm down. Like, quit with the fucking conspiracy theories on the left. You're not good at it. First, it's like, oh, they didn't cheer for Trump as much at the fucking who cares? That's not even a real thing. Oh, he's not making eggs cheaper. Like, great. Fine. That's not a conspiracy. That's just the news. That's just things. You're grasping at straws. He's doing so many other things that you actually can stop, but you would actually have to do something. You're being the same fucking weird dudes who are, like, grasping to Theo Vaughn and Joe Rogan because they, like, have a leader and, like, are able to, like, rally around it and be like, this is the kind of man I want to be. You're picking on the girl in the jean commercial because you would actually have to do something to, like, fight what's actually going on in the streets. You would actually have to sacrifice something instead of just posting online like you do all day. Like, She's Pamela Anderson of our age. And nobody's like, Pamela Anderson was a fucking eugenicist. Now, I was going to say, did we have, like, a fascistic leader? I mean, she was in the 90s, in the early 2000s. So, I mean, George W. Bush, goodness gracious. And all of that. It's just weird. Like, let hot people just do hot people things. And let them sell their fucking jeans. It's not even like anybody's going to start buying American Eagle jeans on the right. They're just not. They would have to go in and, like, try on jeans. That's not going to happen for dudes. Like, you think that guys are going to start buying American Eagle? Like, men don't even know what size of pants they wear. The guys that, like, get jeans that, like, are sucked in by that commercial, get their jeans at fucking Walmart. They know their size in Wrangler. They know their size in Lee. They know their Levi size, okay? Like, they know that they're, like, a fucking 34-32 or a 32-30. Let's be honest. A lot of them are 30-28s. That's a lot of short little guys, okay? They're not going to American Eagle where, like, there's actually attractive people in there and, like, having to talk to, like, a woman to buy. They're terrified of going to places. Like, they would have to, an American Eagle, they would have to go to a city or go into a mall. They're not going onto the American Eagle website. They're going to Target. They're going to Walmart. They're going to fucking Save-A-Lot. They're going to fucking Rural King, all right, to buy their jeans with the entire Levi half of Rural King. That's where they're going. They're not going to American Eagle. That's not like a dog whistle for, like, the fascistic right to have Sydney Sweeney selling jeans. If anything, it's like, hey, we sell jeans and we want to be relevant again. We haven't been relevant since the early 2000s when you let us body shame the people that worked for us, okay? When there used to be topless men out in front of their stores. It was either, was it American Eagle that had those ones? Or was it, not Billabong. What was the other one? There's another surf one. I don't know. Commented. I'm sure somebody will fucking know it right off the top of their head. Let me know which one it is. I forgot. Hollister. That's it. Still comment it at before you get to it. Like, it's not any of the... Like, they're not going to those stores. It's like they put, like, scent Abercrombie and Fitch. They put, like, scent in the air. Do you think the guys that vote for Trump are going to the stores with the scent in the air? They're so worried about looking gay that that pause trend came up where they'd be like, oh, I don't want to, like... Oh, man, it was... Today was a hard day. Pause. Just because they said hard. Like, those are the fucking weirdos that you're dealing with. All right? We don't need to worry about Sydney Sweeney. Have I mentioned that I have a Patreon? Or a Venmo at Ray Roberts Comedy? The website's kind of in a weird place right now, okay? RayRobertsComedy.com when that comes. At Ray Roberts Comedy on everything. Like, follow, share, subscribe. Ba-ding! Last thing I want to talk about. I'm liking the shorter podcast. I'm sure we'll have longer ones. There's things in the news that are going on, like release the Epstein list, get rid of everybody who's doing that. They're talking about militarizing big cities. So, like, I'm going to hit a soldier soon. Like, support the troops, don't support the war. But if you're a troop on American soil, you know better, stay home. So I'm going to get shot by my government soon. But let's talk about something I have a lot of strong feelings about. I was watching Ancient Aliens last night, like you do to calm down at the end of a long day. You get a little high, you watch some Ancient Aliens, and this one was all about the moon and the moon landing. Oh, we needed to get a sip in for this. The quote-unquote moon landing. The first one. Now, do I think that we've been to the moon? Sure. I'm not an idiot. I mean, we haven't been back there since, like, the 70s or whatever. I just don't think that the original moon landing was real. How'd they get the cameras on the moon to get the one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind? How'd they do that? How did they get the angle of the camera when the fucking pod was going back up? How did they get all of that film? Especially in a time when, like, live television was still wonky. They got, like, simulcast from the fucking moon? Like, no, they didn't. There's no way. Everything was done by radio waves. Like the satellites weren't even, like, a super big deal at that point. Like, I don't even know how they got shit around the world. So there's that. The other thing that I saw last night, from Ancient Aliens, again, but, like, the fucking, and this kind of happened with, like, the Amazon flight. Like, Katy Perry and them came back and were just kind of, like, weirded out and, like, bummed that they were up in space. And I think it's kind of, like, one of those, like, you see how insignificant you are kind of deals and, like, see how small everything really is on a global scale. But, like, when the guys came back from the moon, they were, like, bummed as fuck. You would be super psyched. So it's, like, in, like, their fucking press conference, they were just kind of like, yeah, man, the world's never going to be the same, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. That kind of seems like they might not have gone, or, like, that they were lying about it. The moon just also, like, doesn't make sense. The way that it's, like, the perfect size for us, the way that it, like, moves all the tides and everything. I know that the moon's real. I'm not a psychopath. But, like, there's something going on with the moon. Like, when they left the moon to come back to the Earth, the moon, like, rang like a bell. Like, they expected there to be, like, vibrations, because you're blasting off. Like, there's vibrations on the Earth, when the rocket takes off, that goes off on seismographs. But, like, the moon, like, vibrated for a while afterwards. So they think it might also be, like, hollow. And that's just, like, the scientific side, let alone the ancient alien stuff that they might be living in there. I don't think it's that crazy. But, like, to say that, like, Stanley Kubrick didn't fake this moon landing. Like, and I've seen the landing pod that they say took it off. It's made out of tinfoil, all right? There's no way that tinfoil. We have more science in the cell phone I'm shooting this on than we did to get us to the moon. They didn't even have, like, they didn't have home computers, and they just fucking figured this out. Now, math is cool. And, like, those black ladies who did all of the calculations that they made that movie about, that was awesome. Like, cool. I believe that you did all the math. I just don't think that they made it up there on that one. I think that they've done it. I think that they've gone there. I think that they've gone back. But, like, all the other shit, like, NASA doesn't even have, like, the original video of it anymore. Because they copied over it. Like, you don't think that you'd want to save that. I understand that tape costs money, and, like, it's a government place, but, like, it's the first time man walked on the moon. I understand that it's the government, but, like, come on. Like, that's Democratic Party levels of ineptitude to delete that tape. I don't really understand the point that I wanted. I was just watching it last night, and I was like, there's no way that's real. I refuse to believe it. But I don't know. We'll keep it short and sweet on that one. Happy birthday, Barack Obama. We were supposed to do a mailbag. Hit me up with mailbag questions anytime you got them. You can message them into the thing. Send me a DM. Send me a text. I would love to answer some questions. I put it out yesterday night. Some would call that last night. And it just didn't, like, nobody put in for them. So that's fine. I did it, like, kind of last minute. So I'm sure I'll have some when I get off of this. And that'll be super useful. I'll do it for next time. So put them in for now. Put them in for the next time. At Ray Roberts Comedy on everything, including Cash App and Venmo. Ka-ting! Shout out to Funko Pops. Shout out to you. Shout out to all of us. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. All right. Bye, guys.